We're talking with Dr. Kim Anderson, the OSU Extension Grain Market Economist. Kim, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now with this 2017 wheat crop. And I guess we're kind of in that never land. We're really starting to focus more and more on new crop wheat. And as we try to slide toward the harvest season, what's causing this market to bounce around right now in this range?
I think the big news is the reduction in planted acres, and then the belief, I believe, around the industry that we're going to have a higher percentage of our planted acres either grazed out or baled or taken up and for the summer crops. We've seen a good rally in the market. You know, our forward contract price over a lot of Oklahoma's got up to $4.10 a bushel for harvest delivered wheat. I think that's as you look around the world, there's a shortage of milling quality wheat, and the next exportable crop is the hard red winter wheat crop. And I think the market's wanting a quality product produced. I think they're wanting the nitrogen put on there, and our price has come up, I think, to stimulate some of that increase of the top dress and to offer them a little better price.
You talked about the planted acres. The trend's been down for several years now. Kansas is kind of the same situation with Oklahoma in that the acres are down significantly on a historical basis.
What we're seeing is the impact of improved conditions, production equipment, the infrastructure in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union countries. We're having the impact of Argentina. They've got a new president there. He's put an emphasis on increasing the exports of wheat, corn, and soybeans by 25%. He wants to do that to improve the farm income in that country. He reduced the tax rate on export, or the export tax on wheat, by 25%. So you look at the former Soviet Union countries, you look back the last 20 years to where they are today. They went from exporting maybe 5% of the world wheat exports to 30%. They've improved their infrastructure. They've got better equipment on their farm. They've got better availability of their inputs. And they are big players. Well, for the first time, they're the number one exporter of wheat in the world. And that's Russia by themselves. Russia by themselves, over a billion bushels. But you add Ukraine and Kazakhstan, you got almost 2 billion bushels of exports. And you go back into the late 80s and 90s, it was 400 or 500 million.
So what going forward, not just for the 17 crop, but down the road, are we going to see wheat farmers make that decision to look for other you know, ways to use their acres in the years to come?
If one way to look at that is look at what's happened to discounts on dockage, on foreign material, and on test weight over the last 5 or 6 years. Foreign material, you get up 4%, you're looking at 50 cents dockage. The market is demanding a high-quality product because we have increased competition from those former Soviet Union countries, increased competition from Argentina. Our acreages went down. I was asked here recently, do I think that's a permanent deal? I do. Mm-hmm. The wheat producer that's going to survive is the wheat producer that produces a high quality, in other words, a 59-pound or better test weight, a protein at 11.5, hopefully close to 12, because that's what the export market's demanding right now is 12% protein. We're going to get down to the wheat farmers that produce a high-quality product for the domestic millers and the exporters, and we're going to get down to what the wheat farmers call the cowboys, the ones that they graze out their wheat. They have more of a problem keeping the dockage and the FM out of it. The market's going to demand that quality product, and I think it's going to take and we've got that increased demand from former Soviet Union, Argentina, and we're not going to get that back. Yeah. Our only salvation is increased demand around the world for food products. And so as we go out the next 10, 15, 20 years, you know, we may have to bring more acres into production 10, 15 years down the road, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Right. On those, the grazing grain concept that we have really embraced in Oklahoma to a large extent. We've got a lot of acres that go that direction. It's just inherently hard to keep the quality up, isn't it?
It's extremely hard because, you know, you've got the livestock. You're either feeding them hay, which has got the seeds in it from your grasses, or the rye. You know, either one. They contaminate the fields, and they're hard to clean up. And the only way to do that is to rotate it out. And that's okay. But I think the wheat producer or the cattlemen that have wheat got to realize that that secondary crop's going to face a lot of discounts on the foreign material, the dockage, and the test weight, and I think protein in the future.
So the guy that wants to survive in wheat may want to really dedicate himself to grain production.
I think that's exactly correct. You know, Dr. Jeff Edwards at OSU, probably 10 years ago, I was lamenting that, you know, the Oklahoma producer, wheat producer, couldn't make it with just wheat. And he convinced me, and he showed me that there was producers that year in or year out are raising 50 to 60 bushel an acre wheat. It's a good test weight, and it's a high protein. It's a quality product that our millers want, and those producers will survive.